Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You guys have asked us for more Burt Show, so we're giving you more Burt Show. TheBurtShow.com/bonusBS. I'm going to warn you this week, we go R-rated. We are super R-rated. So the bonus content is really like stuff that you're not going to hear here on the radio. So just expect it when you hear it, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Learned a lot, though.
It's yeah. Very educational.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't listen with kids in the car. That's for sure. TheBurtShow.com/bonusBS. All right, Kristen.
Yes.
I wasn't here on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this intervention.
Oh, Caroline's going to tell us about the intervention.
And she was on with us on Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all about her friend who got married or her friend who got engaged after only knowing the guy for a month.
Dang. Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
All right. Can you help me out here? Because I wasn't here on Friday. So she met this guy and then 1 month later gets engaged to him?
Yeah. So she's been having trouble with dating, and the online dating has just been like crazy. And so she met this guy on Match.com. They were talking for a couple of weeks before they finally met up in person. And literally after the first date, this dude proposed to her and she said yes, like a maniac.
So yeah, they didn't like go on dates for a month. They talked online,
mm-hmm.
had a date,
yep,
got engaged.
Okay, there's a small part of me that think that's very romantic.
And we had a bunch of Burt Show listeners,
uh-huh.
By bunch, I mean two, that called up and shared stories that, like, yes, married for many, many, many years, and it all started like that.
I remember taking a call years ago from a woman that said that she spotted her future husband from across the room at a bar, saw him, they locked eyes, and she knew before they even talked that they were going to be with each other, and they did end up getting married, and they were with each other for like 20 years.
Wow.
So
wow.
It can happen. But my guess is the odds are not great, right?
That's what I would think.
Those are probably anomalies.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very romantic, but maybe not practical.
Person.
Right. All right, so it's a month. She barely knows this guy. She gets engaged, and you and I'm sure everybody in her life are kind of concerned about this.
Yeah, we're like, what are you having, like some sort of midlife crisis? Like, come on. Like, we get it. Everyone's getting married. Like, there's this, you know, sort of pressure, but like at the end of the day, like we were just telling her, look, we love you, it doesn't matter, like you don't have to rush into anything. But she's been pretty set on this dude, and we were like, oh, look, take it from us, like we're not trying to like hold you back, like we're not hating. Is just not a good idea. There's red flags all over the place.
So you sat her down this weekend and went through all of these red flags?
Yep.
Okay.
We did.
Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. How'd that go?
You know, at first we were, you know, it was like, okay, like she was really hearing all of us. Like, you know, she was like, okay, we've known her for like at this point about 15 years. And like, we're looking out for her. And it was like, okay, like she's listening to us. And it seemed like she was going to, you know, break off the engagement, not necessarily break up with him, but just be like, look, you know, this is all good, but this is a little too fast. Let's just take our time and really get to know each other. And it seemed like that was the plan. And then by the end of the weekend, this dude is just like going crazy. Basically, she brought this up to him and he was just like, no, like this is crazy. Like, you know, you're giving up on us. And he just like,
I've given you the best 4 weeks of my life. How could you do this to me?
Exactly. He just got like really upset about it. And, you know, and then after everything that we, you know, sat down and talked her through, she just like backpedaled and decided that actually, no, she's actually going to go ahead with the engagement after all.
Wow.
So that didn't like,
because he went crazy.
So that didn't freak her out. Him freaking out, it actually made her want him more?
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, this is so romantic. You know, he's like really, you know, into me. And I'm just like, girl, this guy is crazy. He doesn't even know you. Like, why is he in such a rush to get married with someone that he just met online?
Well, like, his friends are probably saying the same thing to him about her.
Him freaking out about it was a bigger red flag than him asking to get married after one date in the first place.
Yeah, like anybody logical would go, I understand why your friends are concerned. We've only known each other for 4 weeks.
Literally.
But the fact that he just like pushed back on it so hard, I think speaks volumes.
Yeah, me too. I think anyone with like their head on their shoulders would think the same thing. At this point, we're just at a loss for words for, like, how to help her, how to, like, get through to her.
Well, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped, right. Caroline.
You're right.
Mm, you just got to let her go through it.
You just don't know, like, two people's baggage also, right?
Yeah.
Like, who knows why he's so eager to get married, why she's so eager to get married. Who knows psychologically what's going on, but I don't know that there's anything that you can say without just saying the same things over and over and over again if her heart's into it. If you're going to have to live this lesson, she's a grown-ass woman.
As a friend, would you go to the wedding?
I mean, look, I'm going to be there for her and support her as much as I can. I'm not going to just, like, abandon her, but I'm not going to be, like, super happy about it, you know?
Yeah, she might need some people there by her side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good friend would go to the wedding and then hold their hand through the divorce.
These are really tough times here because you can see what she perhaps does not. But I think Kristen is right, man. If you like really are a best friend, she's going to need your help. She's going to feel super lonely. And if this doesn't work out, feel super stupid also. So this is the time that a best friend steps up, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to stick beside her.
And keep us updated.
Yeah, yep. Good luck. Call us next week when the wedding's off, okay?
Thanks,
all right, it's
guys.
The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.